Okay, real quick, for those who are listening to this and thinking like, what the fuck, because I told y'all, I don't even think I reminded people there wasn't gonna be an episode this week, but fortunately we were able to record an episode on Monday, so this is not going to be a regular episode. There's not going to be no F1 flashcards, no sleepers. We're just going to be talking about three things and three things only, just to get you guys an episode this week. So we're going to talk about Shell and this Millennium Tour. Woo-hoo. We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. Woo-hoo. And then we're going to talk, we'll end it with Avengers because, woo-hoo. Okay, relax. Relax.
I had to woo-woo all of them.
Okay. And that's it. So let's get into this B2K concert. My question was, did you get Jason Weaver or not?
No. And damn. I was up fucking set. Do you hear me?
Did he? So there was a Thursday concert. Was he? Was there?
He wasn't at the Thursday concert either.
See, I was about to Google him. Like, was he ever in Chicago?
So I, cause okay, when I didn't hear anything about him being at the Thursday concert, I was like, oh my god, I mean, he's going to be, cause though the Thursday concert had day 26, I heard, and I was like, true. Okay, yeah. That's cool. And so I was like, oh my god, so there wasn't Jason Weaver. That means we're going to get him on the Saturday concert, and I was just like, so excited. And then first up was Chingy. And Chingy come out singing all of Chingy hits. And then he goes to One Call Away?
Yes.
And that comes on. And I'm like, the beat drop and I'm amped and I'm ready. And then there was no Jason Weaver. And I was like, what's his act? Because we're going to have a conversation, honey. And so that didn't happen. But he brought out Twister? Yeah. He ends up bringing out Twista.
Okay.
And I was like, are you using him to make up for not having my Jason Weaver? That's not equivalent, but I'm going to let you slide.
So what did Twista do? Just his old songs?
He did Overnight Celebrity.
Okay, I thought there was a One Call Away remix I didn't hear.
No. He did his own track. So he ends up doing his own thing. And then who came after him? I mean, I guess I don't have to give y'all this in chronological order.
No,
but
you don't. But if it helps you remember better. But you don't
listen
it.
If you follow me on Snapchat, y'all pretty much if you follow me on Snapchat, you pretty much got to watch the whole concert.
Oh lord.
Well, because I can't record it on my phone, that's just gonna kill up all my memory. So I recorded it all via Snap so that I can save it in my snaps and have those memories forever, right? So I pulled out my phone just so I can see in chronological order who happened to go.
Y'all know, otherwise, this I feel was like 2 days I'm gonna
forget somebody. Oh, so after him was Bobby V. And I low-key forgot Bobby V was on the tour.
So sad.
You know, and this is no shade to him.
He did slow down.
I just never was a big Bobby V fan.
Oh, the first album is amazing. The first album is so good.
I heard, but I never was a Bobby V fan. Like, I was like, if he don't come out here and give me 1/4 of Blackberry Molasses, like,
did
I
he do
just,
that?
Huh?
Did he do Blackberry Molasses?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, like, what?
Half the people out there didn't know he was in Vista. Like, his energy wasn't spectacular. He did his best, but the crowd to me wasn't, I don't know. It was just there. But after, who was that? After Bobby Valentino was Lloyd.
Okay.
Was Lloyd. Lloyd was dope. Lloyd came from out of the audience though. So that was cool. He came out.
Did he do the song You Hate It?
Huh?
Did he do the song You Hate It? Was it Southside? What song you don't like?
I don't like Southside, but he did sing Southside. I mean, it's a good audience participation song because you don't have the female, you know, there. So it's a good thing for the girls in the audience to sing the song. That was cool. But he was up there getting his life. He was dancing. He was having a good old time. And then Lloyd brought out 1/3 of 3-Piece.
Wait, Willie?
Yes. I'm not making this up. And the lead singer comes out and sings, Shorty, give me a sign for all my Chicago people.
I hate that song.
And you can immediately catch the age difference in the audience. Majority, I would say a good 75% was up. Then you had a couple of people who were sitting down. I was like, you too young to be here. How you in here and not know 3-Piece? He gave me the original and the remix, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Not the whole thing, but partially. Yeah. But Lloyd did. I liked Lloyd. I feel like he put on a good show. To not have like dancers and stuff, it was just him. He was tearing the stage up. He bust out his guitar. You know, he got his life. He was awesome. I fucked with him. Who was next? Who was this?
Let's see. I got Mario, Yin Yang Twins, Pretty Ricky. Who was on there? Who came out after this?
Yin Yang Twins was next. Yin Yang Twins was
okay. Cool. What's your all right? I got the list. I'm gonna see what songs are you. Oh, they didn't put it in there. Damn it. That Whistle While You Twerk. We got that. Did we get Whisper?
Yes, we got Whistle While You Twerk. We got Whistle. We got To the Windows, To the Wall. Wow, okay. We got
all right.
Fuck. A bunch of songs. The funny thing is, they must have came late, right? So they on the stage and they was like, man, we ain't come like right on time. So we missed Chingy and we missed him sing our song. We need Chingy to come back out there. So Chingy come back out there to sing right there again. Like, because they wanted to hear him sing right there.
Oh, what? Y'all have seen him do it every night. Why do we?
Every night, B. They're like, this is my song. We had to bring Chingy back right there. I was like, no, this is not what we're doing. But Yang Twins was Yang Twins. There wasn't like a show. They just got up there and sang their songs and the audience sang with them. Nothing major.
Okay.
Who else was next? Oh, for some reason, what song was this Raspy decided to come out on? This song. Can you hear us say, out of nowhere, Raspy come on stage.
Did he get his sunglasses back?
He had on some sunglasses now. Yeah, I was playing.
Y'all better get my sunglasses back. Like, yo, I said they know was your voice always raspy? That's how you got this name.
That's a good question. So yeah, he came out with them and then you know played around a little bit and then went back behind stage. And I was like, you know, Raspy just do too much. And that was just the start. I said, here go Raspy just being out here, and that's fine. You know, enjoy yourself. But when you get to the B2K portion of it, he was just doing the most. Like, there's more. Like, so, okay, let me just keep going in order. I'm going to just tell you.
Here we go.
So, after the Yin Yang Twins, it was Mario, I believe.
Yeah.
No, it was Pretty Ricky.
Oh, okay.
First of all, they came out to perform, okay? And I can't even say I'm a Pretty Ricky fan.
Listen, you saw the towel. It's just spectacular when playing those games.
Yeah, he came out in the towel. But they came out with dancers and choreography and matching white outfits and chair routines, and they was working. I do feel like there was somewhat of an argument that I missed. Like, I don't know what happened, but was it Pleasure? I think it was Pleasure P. And he was saying something in the mic. Like, this is when whatever song was going off. I think it was like the moment he sang by himself. And then he was like, yeah, something spectacular ass. Like, but it seemed like whatever he said didn't seem like it was part of the show.
Oh, okay.
And if I hear it on my snap, I was like, what? Like, everybody in the audience was slightly confused. But during the midst of their performance, there was a moment where Pleasure P sang his songs. And then Baby Blue had a section. And Slick'em rapped something, and then Spectacular had his own. Now Spectacular, honey, he channeled his inner stripper boy. He thought he was Magic Mike. Okay,
yeah, he did the push-ups real quick. He came out there.
Yo, this brother came out here, y'all. He had that little backup dance. They might as well have been getting it in on stage. Do you hear me? They bumping again, like flipped her over, like you, like dude. He flip diving into the air. Like, it was so much going on the stage. I should probably like take some of these clips and put like a collage together and post it in the page so y'all can see some of this stuff. So after them, it was Mario.
Okay.
Mario came out there and he did his thing. He vocally sounded great.
I'm looking at all these songs and I'm like, I don't even know most of these songs.
From who?
Mario. I know Just a Friend, obviously. I know Braid My Hair. I know How Could You.
He played
I know
Braid
How Do
My
I
Hair.
Breathe. I know Let Me Love You. I know Music for Love. But I feel like four or five of the songs I don't know.
What was the other one?
Okay, so it says intro, Gold Plate. I don't know what Gold Plate is.
I didn't know that song he came out to. I didn't.
Just a Friend, Break Up, Come On.
Music. You know Break Up.
I might know if I hear it because I just don't know. I'm just looking at it. Music for Love, Crying Out for You, Braid My Hair.
It was him and Gucci. Gucci.
Right or Wrong Way, Never, How Could You, Care for You.
You know How Could You.
Yeah, I think I said that. I think I said it. Care for You, How Do I Breathe? I know that song. Drowning. I know Drowning too. I can picture the video. Let Me Love You. I know that. And I don't remember what somebody else is.
One of them songs I think was dedicated. Well, my girl went with me and I think one of them songs was about his mama dedicated to his mom dad some years back. And she was like, oh, this is the song he sang with his mom. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was that. But he came out there. He had his two dancers. He performed. He looked good. His energy was up. He vocally sounded great. Like Mario was giving me everything.
Was Tiana there?
Was what?
Tiana from Empire.
No, she wasn't there. Mm-mm. He took off his shirt. It was great. Okay, moving right along. After Mario, it was B2K. Oh, okay. B2K opening. Was like they had an opening that reflected all the music that was happening in the area that they came in, not just their songs, but like everybody, like,
yeah,
songs. They had this little clips of stuff, and then they had all the shit they talked about each other, like B2K breaking up, man, fuck that nigga Razzby, like all the footage that ever was out about them, like they played that, and it was like, y'all, did they ever gonna get back together? They was like, never getting back together, you know how that is, and then. It was pretty much their opening. So their opening, you know, they have the thing when they all jump up in the air or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think J-Boog is first. And he get out, boom, bow, landed. Stick his pose. Second, Razzby, shoot, boom, landed. Does this nigga stick his pose? No. He had to stick 12 poses, okay?
That's right.
One pose.
Take a picture.
Both.
That's right.
Doing the most.
Yo, do it, Razzby. We ain't never gonna see you again. You might as well get all of it that you can get.
He doing all of this to the ear, you know, putting his finger up.
Hulk Hogan? Hulk Hogan on
him? Listen, just doing the most. Then Lil Fizz and then Omarion. Okay, great. So they hitting all the choreography. You talking about ain't skipping the beat.
I like how you went to like the Love of Hip Hop concert.
You say what? You know what? That's so funny. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like I just watched them on Love and Hip Hop. Like,
yeah, watch Pretty
especially
Ricky.
Especially Pretty Ricky section.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like I personally know them because I watched them every week. But B2K came out there. They did their damn thing. There was no incidents. Nobody fell.
Okay, no mic problems. They were good.
No, I mean, they not just them. I feel like it was a tech problem here and there, but like not nothing major that you really had to point out. But I do think there was a moment when Omarion tapped Razzby because he was doing too much. Like, chill the fuck out.
Y'all gonna let that brother live. Razzby,
he won't
so
let
much.
Him live. Shit. Lil Fizz was up there dancing. Like, you know, y'all know Lil Fizz always been the weakest dancer out the crew. But he got up there. Me and my homegirl was like, okay, Fizz. And then I think we actually caught him singing. And I was like, oh no, I can hear you. This is great.
Because y'all having a moment over Drew.
First of all, ladies, listen, that is a fine young man. I don't think I realized how handsome Drew is, Lil Fizz, but like, my God. Hello. How are you? I am a whole new fan. But yeah, they hit the choreography. And what else happened? So you get the transition. So they running off stage to get, you know, for Mariana to get ready for his section. And they do the whole do it for Lil Saint moment. Now, I think that they got somebody's dance crew out of Chicago to learn choreography real quick and do it.
So footworking or something?
Huh?
It was footworking?
Weren't footworking, but they just didn't look prepared. And they looked very young. Like, they didn't look like dancers. Like, they look like somebody dance crew out here, like House Arrest or something. Like you found them, was like, we need y'all to do a quick something to this so he can come out and hit the, you know, hit his little J-Boog, do it for Lil Saint moment. So then J Bug did that, which was great. He cracked a joke about how he was too old to be doing this shit. He was like, he was like, at 17, I had all the energy. I ain't think at 33 I'd be doing this shit again.
Hell nah.
So he's like, I'm sad as hell. Amarion comes out and do his set. You know, it's so funny because all of Marion's sets look like wavy arm. You know, he just be ticking and floating around. I said, you created your own choreography.
He had to hit that icebox and that. Oh.
Yeah. He hit all the classics. Supposed to be some other song that I didn't know, I think. But yeah, he did his thing. And then B2K came back out. And they performed some other songs that I'm pretty sure was on Pandemonium, but I didn't really listen to Pandemonium, so I couldn't tell you. And then they pretty much exited.
All right.
Now, who was funny was the host.
Who hosted
Surprise,
it?
I don't know this man.
Did he come out in between time? And be like,
he came out after every artist. He opened up the show. He did this thing while he was going around the audience, and he was like, you know, I'm going to do like a talent search or whatever. He's going through, he's like, if you can sing, you know, come on, grab the mic. I'm going to let you shine. And he letting these different women sing. And these, because, you know, it was like 98% of women in there. He letting all these different women sing. And some of these girls is hitting it. Some of these girls was not. He was definitely Apollo styling them. Then this dude comes out.
There you go.
He starts to sing R. Kelly. What's the damn song? My mind's telling me no.
Really? Yeah, that's the one. Sing. That's the one he wanted to go with. That's
the one he goes with.
Okay.
Telling me, yeah. Is that the one I'm thinking of? Yeah, baby. No. What's the other song? Is that the only song that started off with like an intro with no music? Yeah, right?
I think so. I mean, that's Bump and Grind is what you're going into, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure that's the only one that don't have it. But I think that's what he's saying. And of course, as soon as he started singing, the audience went up screaming, oh my God, yes!
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a different reaction. Like, no, see something else. See Avon.
But he kept that shit low key. And so the host dude was like, also, y'all still fucking with R. Kelly because I was going to bring him up, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
So he tore it up. Then it was two girls who decided to rap.
My name is Peaches, and I'm the best.
No, you tried it though. they just said, but no, they was rapping somebody else. One girl did Ladies Night, you know, Lil Kim.
Okay, yeah.
It was cool that got the audience in. And then the other girl was like, man, fuck all this singing shit. All your ladies clap y'all pussy like this. And the shit went up.
You should have did with the Peaches from Coming to America. Would have worked.
The shit went up. But all in all, it was a great concert. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. However, I have never seen so many bad wigs and lace fronts in my life.
Who had the best 90s like throwback outfit, though? Like early 2000s outfit, that 90s.
You know what's crazy? A lot of people had on jerseys and jersey dresses and cut up jerseys into two pieces. And
that's a lot of spray paint.
Okay. A lot of like spray paint shirts and like neon colors and, you know, things like that. What I do like is that everybody was getting along. Like, you know what I'm saying? People were cheering each other on. If one girl was look cute, everybody was complimentary. Like, it was a nice vibe to be, you know, that many women in one spot. But them wigs, them wigs was not right. It smelled like Mattel factory. It was just like synthetic and plastic. And it was a lot. That was a rough thing. And a girl in front of me, she just said, fuck her hair. Like she just showed up. Like,
listen, the tickets are paid for. The hairdresser wasn't. I'm coming.
But all in all, it was a good tour. It was a great concert, y'all. I'm going to see if I could like take a couple of my snaps and then just put a little video together so y'all can catch it and not put it in a group. But
I thought you was about to say, I'm gonna see if I can go to the St. Louis show, catch it.
Absolutely not. But you know what? I wonder if Nelly gonna come out for that. That'd have been nice.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, right?
I could see that.
That'd be nice.
All right, let's get into Game of Thrones, man.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I didn't have any anxiety. Like, I should have recorded Sarah watching the show because she was just like, oh God, just intense. And I was like, Let me tell you something.
I probably wouldn't have been as bad if I was by myself. But I had company.
Oh, your little friends. Were they there?
Yeah, it was like five of us.
No, I don't care about that. I care about the girls who ghetto it up, you say.
Oh, they were next to me, one on the left, one on the right. The two guys was across. We made it a thing. Like, we had our chicken. We had our beers. We had our drinks. So at the start, we was like, we're pouring up a shot because we just know this episode is finna be, you know, deep. It was a dark ass episode. I'm like, HBO, we gotta cut off the lights.
HBO needs some HDR because that shit was so damn dark. I couldn't see nothing. It, when the dragons were fighting, it felt like I was watching Transformers. Like, you couldn't tell who dragon it was, what's going on, who went in.
First of all, because we're really gonna have to talk about this. First of all, who told the Dothrakis to go?
Jorah? How all the Dothrakis died, but he did it. He was in front.
He was in front. I said that too. I was like, oh, all of them dead. But before that happened, the setup, the stillness, the just...
The 10 great minutes of just like waiting. Just
sitting there like, it was like... It was so funny because I was like, my girl sitting next to me and I was just gripping her thigh because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen and I'm nervous. And I don't like to be shocked or scared. I don't like to do that jump thing when I'm watching something. So I was really like, okay. So we're sitting there. Melisandre, first of all, how'd she get that without getting attacked?
I don't know. She rolled up like, yeah, I told y'all I was going. She told she hit Davos with the whole, don't worry, I'm going to be dead in the dawn. You ain't got to kill me. It's like,
here's the part I didn't understand. She walked in from the direction of the walkers.
Yeah.
Did you come from?
Who knows? Look, she came. She lit them swords up. Told them.
That was kind of dope, though.
Yeah, gave a little bit of hope. Gave the audience some hope. Like,
audience hope, yes. They was like, oh, shit, we here. I was like, it's so dark, I can't even see them. Like, where?
I did not understand the plan last week. Apparently, the plan was to wait for the Night King, and it was going to be Dany and Jon versus the Night King. But when the Dothraki died, Dany abandoned that plan. And that's why he grabbed her and was like, the Night King is coming.
Yeah.
But basically he was like, listen, I know you hurt, but that was your ex's family and I don't give a fuck about them. So chill out here.
So that means like they are extinct. Like there's no more Dothraki. But
then, this one made the episode so confusing because the first two episodes, y'all want us to root against Dany. It'd be like, yo, she wildin'. Yeah, she gonna be the Mad Queen. But then this episode, she fought hard for Dothraki. She was crying when Jorah died. She was trying. She was out there trying to win. She saved Jon's ass. Like, she was out there. And then Sansa was the one hating by herself. She told Tyrion, I want to work because you got too many allegiances. Like, you want to be her. You can't be my husband to be kicking with an old girl. And then Missandei checked it like, yeah, if it weren't for old girl, y'all be dead by now.
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, come through, Missandei. Yes. You better catch this.
All right. So, all right.
But in Ghost, how was Ghost on the front line? Like, I mean, I'm happy to know that he's alive because we see him in the next week trailer. But I feel like, here's the thing that's bothering me. I feel like they just didn't have Ghost in these episodes. And then people was like, where is Ghost? And they went back and inserted him because he's not acknowledged as he's there.
They insecured it. Remember how there was like, now all of a sudden condoms showed up because people said something. It was like, put the dog in.
I really feel like they just put him in there last week.
Yeah,
though.
Because
like,
nobody's acknowledging the dog. It's just standing in the, just right there. Nobody says anything to it. So these zombies are kind of smart. Because they had to light those churches up. That was an intense moment. And Melisandre lit the churches up. And the zombies was like, they stood still because it's like, oh, this is fire. Then a couple of them sacrificed themselves.
No, that's because the Night King told them to.
He told them to stay still?
No, he told them to go into the fire.
Oh, I thought they was actually just smart to just like,
no,
oh,
no, because remember at that moment, Bran started warging and he had the ravens and shit fly. Right when he flew over the Night King eyes like lit, and then he looked, he like talked like I don't know. Yes. Like, he looked down at them, and then they was like, boom, one just started walking over to the thing.
I don't like the Night King having any feelings. I wanted to be just cold and vigilant, but he was smiling and shit, taking his time, swaggering. Like,
his smile was creepy.
Relax. So there's a couple of, all right, we'll save the deaths for the end. We already talked about Jorah, but they get past, it turned into World War Z for a while because they was climbing up the little thing, blah,
it
blah.
It was crazy.
Let's talk about some great scenes. The crypt. Let's go there. So did Bran really just Doctor Strange this shit? He just knew, like, listen, y'all got to be there. Yeah, a few people going to die. He can raise the dead, but my family going to be cool. The people who need to survive is going to survive. Because why would you put people in the crypt if you know he can raise the dead?
Which is crazy, because I was assuming that he can raise his dead.
Well, you assumed more than John. Because John was running up on him, see him raising his hands. I was like, you saw this happen before. Why are you still going in here? John's so damn dumb. He can't be
killed. John was just like, let me hurry up and get, if I don't stop and just keep going.
Okay. Like,
he was on some Theon shit before Theon. Like, let me just run full force. I got the Valyrian steel. Oh, you gonna die.
Yeah. He
almost died. I think if he would have just kept running. Because he wasn't that far from the Night King when Night King lifted his hands. If he had just been slashing his way through.
He needed to know, have a bow and arrow. If he had one of those, he could just. I was like, damn, you should learn that. The library scene was amazing.
My God. First of all, before the library scene, though, Arya was out there murking people.
Thank you, Gendry. Thank you for the dick and thank you for this badass weapon, because I'm out here snapping.
She was out there murking people.
Snapping.
Is Merkin a Chicago word? Okay, go ahead.
I don't think so, but I love the fact that Merkin is just murder and kill put together. I was like, oh, we could have just said murder or killing, but no,
Merkin people.
Yeah, that's what I know. There's mercenaries, and that's Merk is short for that, but it's M-U-R-K, not M-E-R-K. M-E-R-C. I did not catch that the libraries. What was dope about the library scene was it's a couple of things I didn't catch. Was it showed us how quiet Arya can be. That's why her blood was loud. I was like, oh shit. And plus, these little zombies are so dope, because I was like, oh, she's good underneath the table, but they can bend down. I was like, oh shoot.
Because I was like, so these real zombies, like, they not playing no game.
Yeah, which leads me to, I was so mad about the Hound. Listen, I understand that you fear fire. But you knew.
Come on, not this bad. Not this bad.
You had plenty of time to prepare for it. You had to get over this fear because you knew fire was one of the White's weaknesses. So what are we doing?
Like, come on now.
We can't fight death. This is death. Shut up.
I mean, I feel him on some. I'm bowing out this shit. But then all that shit go out the way when Arya was in trouble.
Yeah, what's up with you and these Stark girls? He was like, look at the girl. Well, Beric did. Did that. So library scene was good. We talked about the crypt.
And then I didn't even realize it was that many down there.
Yes.
I thought it was like 3 or 4.
I couldn't imagine being in the crypt and then they're telling you this is a safe place and then you can hear the little monsters above you like, shit. And then they got snatched and then, what was it? Sansa and Tyrion were hiding and then they went to, I think they went out to face it, but halfway through the episode, I got to put this out here while I'm thinking about it. Now halfway about 2/3, I told Sarah, something's going to happen and then all the dead things are going to just drop. Because I was like, if this doesn't happen, everybody's just dying. And sure enough, it did happen that way.
Sam was such a fucking liability.
Your
ass should have been in the crypt. I don't know why you needed to be out here. I don't know what you're trying to prove to Gilly. Your ass should have been in the fucking crypt. People died trying to help your ass.
And I was so mad. I was like, dude, you're just sitting. I hate when you watch television, they put that out there where somebody just, let me sit there and check. No, you don't. You got to keep moving. You got to, what are you doing? So Ed gets to die because of you. He picks you up and gets stabbed.
Lady Lyanna went out like a G.
Yeah, she stabbed the little giant in the heart.
She was dead when he slapped her ass or pushed her ass. Was like, oh, there she goes.
And I thought that was a cop out because I said, man, that thing should have stepped on her. Like, so I was thinking.
You know what? Well, we thought she was going to get stepped on too. But he like flicked the ass. And I was like, oh, well, she just dead by that. Baby came back. She was not playing. In the midst of getting her body crushed, she stabbed him in the eye. Come on, Liana.
Is there any more Mormonts left?
I don't think so.
Because it was Liana and Jorah.
Yeah. Man, I'm kind of sad about Jorah.
Yeah. As the people like to call him Lord Friendzone.
In fact.
I was thinking to myself, what was it? Danny and Masande got to be top five pussy dead or alive. Because Jorah fought for it and didn't get a taste. And all Grey Worm got was a taste. And he's like,
that's the best taste ever.
Ever. I felt bad for Grey Worm because, boy, he wanted to fight his ass off. And then when they had to block that shit up, he had to leave his team. He's like, damn.
I was like, fuck them niggas, move.
Yo, what?
Well, I needed Grey Worm. That's the only Unsullied I'm emotionally attached to. Like, I need him.
This is my fear. Ever since they ran out of book material, Game of Thrones is becoming The Walking Dead. They are afraid for a big death. They're like, no, people are attached. No, somebody big should have died this episode. And nobody big died. So what the...
You know, For a moment, I had thought Sam was dead because, again, it was so dark and they had a lot of faraway scenes.
Yes.
When all the whites had fell. Like, it was kind of hard. We literally went through the episode and was pausing to catch who was still alive because it just... If you don't, you miss who's alive and who's dead.
You do. What was the other thing before we get out of these scenes? Because, I mean, I can't think of any big scenes. Jamie should have died. He got one hand, but he was taking on all these people.
Jamie should have died.
That doesn't make any sense. Brienne lived.
I felt like Brienne should have died at one moment, too. Yes, I was just like, this is too much. This is too hectic, especially when they got stuck up against the wall.
You know what else pissed me off, too, was when Danny actually saved John. And then stayed on the ground too long. I said, if you don't hover your ass, that's what
I did. I said, move.
What are y'all doing? Y'all acting like...
Oh, when she burned down the Night King and that nigga just was there.
Yeah, that's when he started smiling like, ha.
I know. And the big fight in the air.
Yeah, that was dope.
Who's a dragon? He's burning him.
I wish we could have just got dragon fight for a life. I wish this took place in the daytime. They did that shit on purpose.
But you know, like, what was dope that he brought the snow? Like when they were trying to light everything, he might as well just be like, just blow it out. Said, no, you don't get to start this shit.
You don't get any of this.
That was dope. Okay, so we went through the library. Yo, get down here.
Hold up, real quick. Do I get any points for suggesting that Arya was going to take out the Night King?
Did you suggest that?
I did it wrong. I said, remember when she was asking Gendry? And I was like, I think that she's going to kill a white and then wear one of the white's face so she can get close enough to the king and kill him.
Oh, that's true.
But it still happened. And I didn't remember it until today. I was like, oh, shit. I suggested it because I just stand by it. I'm like, that's definitely going to happen.
You know, I just assumed that it would have been Jon because it just seemed like the Night King, like, knew him. Like, the battle was meant to be with him. And sometimes, like, every episode, every season, everything that went down, it just seemed like it was supposed to be them. But for Arya, I mean, I was excited as shit.
After that pep talk, she's like, was blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes,
yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this.
Yeah, the speculation is green eyes is Cersei.
She can't kill everybody. I'm with the Cersei one. The brown eyes was Walder Frey. Blue eyes is the white. Because a lot of people are like, well, Danny. And I was like, does Danny have green eyes? And why is she killing Danny? This is all right, whatever. I'm with the Cersei and I'm because that goes into her wearing either Jaime or Tyrion's face to kill Cersei.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm with that. I like the fact that she used the dagger. She did the Jordan. She switched hands on him. She used the dagger that Bran gave her. And somebody did point out that it was kind of dope because the Night King was standing in the same spot Jon was standing in two episodes when he was like, how'd you sneak up on me? And she's like, that's what I do. And she almost snuck up on him.
And that's the same spot where Bran gave her the knife.
Yes. Yep.
Everything happened by that Weirwood tree or whatever.
Yeah. So Bran.
So that was kind of cool.
All right. Let's talk about the great death of Theon.
Man, I didn't want Theon to go out like, I mean, he went out. But I didn't want him to go out because he was out there beasting by himself. holding it down.
Ran out of air, Brand. Boy.
Ran out of air, like, nigga, beasting for Brand.
Didn't it seem like they was like, when the Night King and them showed up, it seemed as if they opened up a way, like, you can get the fuck out. You can leave, because you ain't going, and he was just like, ah! And I was like, why?
It still looked like they was just going to let him leave.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, that's nice.
And I was like, oh, if I was like, I'm standing behind Brand. That's what I was. Let me move back here.
All right. This is who you want, right? So.
But I guess he needed to do that to distract.
Yeah, that them actually from Arya. That gave them time. Plus, like, the Nike was swaggering up there, like, taking his sweet time, putting out his sword. Extra.
Yo, people was like, he walked into their, like, VIP. The White Walkers did. They had was blowing in the wind. Like, they had their Snoop Dogg going real strong.
Oh, man.
Yo, the walker looked to the side and his hair flew out, and then it was just Arya. The visuals was great.
Yep. All right. We didn't really get into Beric. I knew it was over for him because the Sir, whatever dude, he wasn't alive to bring him back. So that was that.
Yeah, everybody in the room was like, I mean, what does it matter? We could bring him back. I said, no, nigga, he dead. Yeah, if he died, he dead.
The other dude doesn't hear. Any other deaths we got to talk about? Any other seat? Let me pull up my, because I see I had some notes. Yeah. This was from Reddit. The guy said, the clues were all there. We just refused to see them. Said the motivation of the Night King. This was clearly explained in the show. The Night King was created by the Church in the Forest to kill humans. That's what he was trying to do. He wanted an endless night and to erase all memory of human. That's exactly what he was trying to do. I think we were just expecting some crazy twist to happen. But at least it makes sense with what was said in the show. I prefer something simple and makes sense than something crazy. Arya killing the Night King. He said, green eye, brown eye, blue eye. Eyes, you were close forever. This was foreshadowed in season 3. Her whole story was around the God of Death, and Death is literally the Night King in the story. Also, Bran gave her the dagger in season 7, so it's pretty clear that Arya was meant to kill the Night King.
I wonder if Bran knew that was the dagger to use, and that's why he gave it to her.
He had to. Again, I think then the Army of the Dead, that part, who cares? What other part do I have in here? 5 pieces. Was there anything in this part? What's this one? Then we're going to feedback. Oh, no, we get to go to predictions. Because it looked like Dani got everybody on her side in the next episode. They was all cheering like, yeah, that's our girl.
I mean, at this point, you helped save all of our lives. Like, we all won up in here. Like, anybody at Winterfell, if y'all got beef at this point, something wrong with y'all, because we literally just faced that. We just watched damn near all our people get killed. And that bitch Cersei ain't did shit. That bitch gotta die.
She do. But see, all right, so Bron is still in the play, right? Did he? Because I don't know if he actually headed north.
That's true.
With the
because I'm like, he should have been right on time. He gonna pop up the beginning of the next episode. Like, so what happened here?
Oh, I thought this was cute. Real quick, it has nothing to do with anything. But this girl put on Reddit that Theon Greyjoy is the reason I'm married. She's like, remember back to 2013, Theon, season 3, Theon. Well, back in 2013, I started chatting with this rando at a bar, and he told me his favorite Game of Thrones character was Theon. I was like, what? You psycho. He then gave me a beautiful semi-drunken dissertation why Theon was actually the best character. And in that moment, I realized this dude was super smart. So I asked him out. He said yes. And now we're married. And Theon was actually listed as the reason we met in our wedding program. Theon, you are a good man. Thank you.
Aww.
I know. I was like, what?
I need to know his story of why Theon was so great, though.
Yeah, I was like, so you going to tell us that part or nah? Because, she didn't even respond. Because I'm pretty sure people was asking. And I'm going through this thread. Damn, she should have. Because I was thinking the same thing you were thinking. I was like, wait, what? Why was he so dope? Because season 3 Theon, I was hating. That motherfucker burned them 2 little boys for no reason.
I mean, for no reason. But then partially I was like, at least he wasn't terrible enough to actually kill the Stark boys.
That's true. We killed some randos.
I mean, that sucks too, but it wasn't the Stark boys. Like, he killed children and that's trash, but at least he cared enough to be like, let me find some fake kids to do it because I'm not going to use the real ones.
Feel bad for those fake kids. All right, let me go to our feedback we got, because they could feel
what it. An episode. But now I'm like, that was so, that has been the most stressful thing I've watched on TV. But I'm like, but the next three episodes can't get more stressful than this. Like,
and maybe it can.
What are you gonna do to me after this?
All right, so you talked
about... And I thought Varys had to die. Yeah. I thought Varys was going to die in the crypt.
I did, too. He looked a little bit worried, but he also kept that demeanor. So you had talked about Sam being a liability. Amara says, Sam's go-to move is pausing to reflect after somebody gets killed right in front of him. Keep it moving, sir. Ashley said, Michelle Antoinette... I don't know why I did that. I could have just said Michelle. When I was listening to Equal Opposites today... I want to mention that Bran can definitely see the past and present, but he can see parts of the future based off a set of circumstances, like in season 7. When Arya returned to Winterfell, he said, I thought you were going to King's Landing, since she was going to kill Cersei, until she heard the remaining living Starks were all in Winterfell. Kanitha said,
so that ain't the future, though. That would have still been him seeing the present, right?
It's got to be near future.
Yes.
I think he gets a little bit of future. I don't think he gets a lot.
Whole maybe
he
future.
Can see, you know, Monday he can see Wednesday. That's about it.
Yeah, he can't see next month.
Nah. Kanitha says, so disappointed in Sam. Theon made me hate him, love him, respect him, and that mind going to battle with him by my side.
Sansa and Theon. Y'all are finna be upset.
Yeah, Sansa and Tyrion part two. John was not the MVP at all. Red Witch, thank you for giving Arya that pep talk. The library scene, oh my, OMG,
oh, she's I'm a mad G. at her. Bitch, you just chose to die.
Who, Melisandre?
Yeah.
She said she was going to die here in Winterfell.
But see, she just took off her necklace and just offed herself. She like committed suicide. Yeah. Like, you could have still lived. You might have been important for something else.
You never lie. We might need you to bring somebody back.
Facts. It ain't like she was killed. She offed herself.
Well, I wonder if they got a red book. You know how we had a yellow book and a white book? They should have a red book so you can look up a red witch and be like, look, we need one. Our last one died. I still feel we have two dragons. Very dark episode. Couldn't see who all died. So I'll wait till next week with the cleanup. Jorah protected his queen.
Man, who cleaning that shit?
To his last breath. And the Hound was a huge disappointment. Lady Mormont was more cursed than him. The ladies ruled this episode. Jamal said, great episode, but I was kind of disappointed with the dragon fight. Barely was able to tell which dragon was which. Bran was useless, and how you send your best warriors just to be slaughtered. True. Ashley said, this episode was amazing. Melisandre came through and showed out, but she just came out of nowhere too. And I like how she reminded Arya about having to kill brown eyes, blue eyes, and green eyes. Theon, at the end there, finally got his atonement for betraying the Starks when he took Winterfell. Daenerys and Jon tried their best to get the Night King. Mormont literally fought to the death for Daenerys. I promise I want a man to love me the way he loved her. Oh, wildin'. I got a kill for you? God, Arya was the MVP of this episode. She came at the end for the surprise and killed the Night King. All the rest of the main supporting characters really did show out. Sorry, main and main supporting characters.
Did Tormund make it? Yeah, right? Yes.
Okay. I was really scared of Sansa and Tyrion in the crypt. I was just as scared as them in the crypt. I'm looking forward to the next three episodes. I wonder if it won't be Stark sitting on the iron at the end. And I wonder if they will introduce the Reeds that can back Jon's claim. Yeah, because the father, Harlan Reed, was there with Ned. He was there with Ned. But he also got back the claim. But Danny could be like, oh, so all your friends can say you the king. And then Amar finishes up about Sam. I think that's real. Even the toughest warrior sometimes gets scared.
You know what? If Jon is a Targaryen, or not if, not he is a Targaryen, can he walk through fire too?
It's weird that we were like, everybody does this. Well, he's a Targaryen. He's half Targaryen. Not saying you though, because everybody. He's half Targaryen, half Stark. I'm half Robinson, half Jeffries. That's what I am. It's nothing, everybody's half of something. But I have no idea. I thought his thing was cold. Like, cause he'd be out there in the cold up north. I thought maybe that's where he got his powers from, but I don't know.
I was just like wondering, cause I'm like, Danny should be out here chilling with all this fire. Like, she should just be like, I'm good.
Danny had her little winter coat on. She looked so adorable. Like she was going to shopping on Saks Fifth Avenue. Omar says, I think that's real. Even the toughest warriors sometimes get scared and freeze in the moment. We saw a little bit of that with Grey Worm, the Hound, Jorah, and even Jon Snow in this episode. Jon Snow always be freezing though. So I'm not surprised that Sam had a bad day on the battlefield. Sam can't afford these bad days.
Sam should have sat his ass in the fucking crib.
Let's get to Avengers. And we'll wrap up with this. Did you peep that when the Avengers movie started, when they did the cool Marvel thing, they only showed the characters who are alive? Like there was no Black Panther, no Spider-Man.
I didn't pay attention to that, actually.
I looked at Sarah, I was like, they only showed the people who are alive. She's like, yeah, you're right. So I love this movie. I thought it was really, really. And if I had to pick between what I enjoyed more this weekend, between Game of Thrones and Avengers, I pick Avengers only because of nostalgia. When I grew up as a kid, I could not imagine that when we would go to the grocery store and I asked my mom for comic books and it was always a Marvel comic book, that we would get something like this 20 years later. And the fact that they was able to put, they wrapped up 21 movies. And I was just like, these motherfuckers did it. I was just looking at this. And you know what was crazy? Not to jump around. They fought the same dude twice. It made it look epic.
Yeah.
I said, how you fight the same dude twice? It did get tricky with time jumps, but I thought it was dope because it was jumping back into the movies we already saw.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I was thinking in the beginning of this movie, what are we going to do? They killed Thanos really quick. What did you think about Fat Thor? Chris Hemsworth is a comedy genius. He is hilarious, dude.
I liked Thor.
I did too. He was emotional. Plus, I mean, he was dealing with the fact that he felt like it was my fault that we didn't kill him because I didn't aim for his head. I hit him in the chest and I was talking shit. So yeah, he got all fat, got to playing video games. He was really emotional. That fucked me up. A lot of people are not talking about the time thing because could you imagine going back in time and seeing your younger version of your parent or seeing your mom on the day, you know, or your father on the day they died and trying to get that one last conversation?
Yeah.
Yo, he had to go through a lot. And then when Tony Stark had to see his dad and he was asking him, that's something, man. I told Sarah, I was like, yo, it'd be fucked up because I look so much like my dad. We wouldn't have a conversation. And Sarah didn't understand what I was saying. She was like, but you weren't born yet. I was like, I know, but my dad would be like, you look so much like me. What the fuck? What is going on? Who is your parents? Where are you from? You sure you never related to Jeffries? He would have been doing all that. I enjoyed the 5-year time jump that we got and how everybody was coping with it. Like Natasha, the Black Widow, was checking in on everybody. And Captain America had his little group, his little AA meetings or whatever. AA meetings,
yeah.
Tony Stark had a family.
And his relationship with his daughter was so cute.
I'm about to put I Love You 3000 in the vows. About to just
write body that shit down.
Body, I Love You 3000. His daughter was adorable too. Who else? Oh, let's talk about how Hawkeye was coping. He turned into Ronin and he was just a little vigilante, just killing everybody.
Hey.
I feel him. Why the bad guys get to live? Fuck that shit. I'm up here snatching, killing up everybody. You know what I love about the Marvel Universe? They have so many funny characters, but they're not funny the same way. Like,
that's
Thor
true.
Is funny. Tony Stark is, like, I think Thor's funny is different from Tony Stark. Tony Stark is snarky. But then Scott, Ant-Man, is funny too.
Yeah.
Like, he's just funny just being, and then Spider-Man is a wisecracker. Like, it's just weird how they're all different funny.
But and, it works. It makes sense. Yeah.
Because even, what's name is not funny on purpose. Guardians of the Galaxy, Quill. Is his name Quill or Quinn? You know.
Quill, I think.
Quill, that's right. Yeah, he's funny. Like, it works so well. And I love the fact that they have I'm the only person I felt like that. I was sitting in that movie theater and they started talking about movies and Back to the Future, Terminator. And I was like, how do movies work in your universe? Y'all cannot have superhero movies. Why would I ever watch
That's
this?
True.
It would never
That's
work.
True.
So when they came up, we'll talk about the Hulk, how he coped. He's Hulk full time now, which was
but he's himself.
Yeah, he's Professor
in Hulk's body.
That scene with the selfie was hilarious.
Yeah, that was such a good scene. And he's like, "You want a picture of me?" Like, no, he said, we don't know you.
They don't know me. Oh, come on, it'd be good. And he took it. Eat your vitamins, bitch. Oh my gosh. It was jarring to see at first. Like, oh, he's not doing Hulk smash or anything.
And you look like yourself, but green and bigger. Like, it was definitely different.
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to get to our, okay. So when they go and get these stones, right? We already talked about a little bit.
Yo, wait, pause. Not we. When they go get these stones, where is Loki? Y'all just made me feel like 50 times better.
They fucked up because he would have got that cube. So yep. he's got a new timeline and he got a show coming to Disney Plus. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be into the show. I was like, what? He got the
cube. I was like, where is we going to go with this? Because Loki out here.
He is. But that's what I want to talk about, that because the scene where Hawkeye and Natasha, Black Widow, was fighting over who gets to kill themselves. I wasn't ready for that.
I was sad. Like, I didn't want, I mean, I could have dealt with Black Hawk. I mean, yeah, like, Hawkeye, sorry. I'm just combining their names. I could have been okay with him dying. I was hurt, Black Widow, now. I was like, how y'all gonna do that to me?
Yeah.
That's been my chick.
Yeah, and she was the one keeping the team together. She was the one keeping contact and making sure everybody was doing what they supposed
to
be doing.
I guess she was the only one who was like, I don't have any family for people to miss.
Yeah, but Hawkeye was like, yo, you know what I loved about that? Hawkeye said, we just talked about this on Eco Opposites about how it is jarring to see a heterosexual relationship of, you know, platonic relationship between a man and a woman. I was like, they did it. He had his own family. They never had sexual attention or nothing. They just loved each other as friends. But that was dope.
She also liked Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Banner. We are jumping around because when we get to the fight scene, it's just going to be us talking about this damn fight scene.
Which was awesome.
It was.
Just when you thought you ran out of hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Man, was there anything? So they do that. All right. Let's get to this fight scene. If something come back to me, man, I really thought when they. Oh, that's the thing we before we get to it. The fact there was two Nebulas. That was kind of smart how they got Thanos back into this.
Yeah.
And Thanos is a sick motherfucker because this dude tapped into her head, saw that he had in the future, he gathered all the stones and they killed him. And he smiled like, yeah, that's destiny fulfilled. I love it. And it was dope because he just said, oh, I'll let y'all collect them and then I'll come and get them.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. I like how Gamora was like, okay, let me save this one because this is some shit.
And I thought that was clever how to get Gamora back, because you can't get people back from that when you sacrifice them for the Soul Stone. So they got her, because so he fast forwarded to the future, which I'm going to have to watch it again. But I think I understand it because Bruce was telling us when you go back in time, the past is now your present and your future is your past. You can't mess things up. I was like, yo, but my head wrapping around that is tough. I'm like, I think I get it. Because
no, I get that.
All right. So that's how they get.
And I'm cool. Like, we got Gamora, but my Black Widow is like, that really hurts my feelings. Like, that's my girl.
Guardians Galaxy got Gamora back and they about to do Shrek Forever Us. Because if y'all don't know, the first Shrek was probably the best one because it's just Shrek trying to get Fiona, but Shrek 4 does the same thing, but they do it a different way. He has to get her back a different way. And I was like, oh, we got to see Gamora and Quill fall in love again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. But she was like, him? She's like, it was either him or the tree. You chose this dude.
I am Groot.
All right.
Somebody put a meme like, it said something along lines like, us, like, you know, how people like nobody, but you need to be like, I am Groot, and us is like, you know, super happy. So like, he don't say shit else, but every time he talk, we be here for it.
Yes, we do. All right.
I'm like, it's, I want to, because that's Vin Diesel, right?
Yes.
How does he really show up? Like, does he show up to work and then he just be like, send in different versions of the way he can say, I am Groot?
Yeah, I think he got to. I forgot to talk about one of my favorite characters, which is Rocket Raccoon. He's hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. So you're right. It got to that moment where Hulk did it. So Hulk snapped his fingers because he's like, I'm the strongest, so I'll be able to take it. Still burnt half his face up. And they get into this bad dash because Debula's down there. Is that how you pronounce her name? Debula? Or Debella? Dubula? Whatever. Y'all know the blue chick. What? I said, how you pronounce her name? It's Debula? I think it's Debula.
Nebula.
It's Nebula. My bad. All right. Thanks for correcting us. Now y'all ain't got to hit me up. The Nebula was down there. They had this mad dash underneath the sewers or whatever they were at. And you forget when they snapped the fingers, they have no confirmation that it worked until it was almost, you know, the 13th hour or whatever it is.
Thanos was like, nigga.
About to be, and then you hear Cap on your left. And then all those little warp things open up and you just start smiling like.
Yo, we was in the theater clapping like, yes.
Everybody was like,
this is the time. And then for my black Wakandians to come out first.
Yes. And then you saw M'Baku was there, Shuri.
Man, I was excited. Do you hear me?
Yo, when once that battle starts taking place, you just like, oh my gosh. Valkyrie was on her Pegasus. Tearing shit up. Captain Marvel took down a whole ship by herself. I don't know what they're gonna do with Captain Marvel because she is super strong. And I'm like, who you gonna make stronger than her?
And you know what? Like, where they go after this? Where are we going? Because they brought her so late into the series. It's like, damn, you seem like she came and did what she needed to do, but it also seemed kind of pointless in the same sense. Like they brought her so late to the game.
Yeah. Cause they really made a big deal, but I was like, she played a role. And she definitely played a role in killing Thanos the first time. Cause she put him in a chokehold and held him down. That second time when they was battling, Thanos put that power stone in his other hand and punched the shit out of her.
But when they were trying to get the gauntlet down, over and all the women got together like, we got her back. I'm like, come through, girl.
I enjoyed that. I know it might be diversity for diversity's sake, but I also looked at it as like Marvel saying, women. Look at how many dope women we do have. We might not have built these characters up to where they need to
be. In that moment, Formation probably should have came on, but that's cool. Or We Run the World, because it was just a dope scene.
Could you imagine though, if they had X-Men and we got to see Rogue, Jean Grey, and Storm in that moment too? And Jubilee.
Amazeballs. And what else? Oh, when Cap got when he picked up the hammer.
We all clap for that. Now I love what Thor said.
Yeah, we clap for that too.
Thor said, I knew it. Somebody brought up a good point because it might have been Charlemagne or the dude he did a show with. They said he wasn't able to pick it up first because he wasn't true of heart, but he was after he told Tony that somebody played a role in Bucky killed his parents. So now he was totally honest and truthful and he was worthy to pick it up. That was dope. I love when, wasn't it him and Thor was like, no, give me this one. You take the little
you
one.
You take this one, yeah. I was like, that's cute. I like that relationship.
Yes.
This was just a really great movie.
It was amazing that Iron Man was Dr. Strange showed him the one finger because he asked and he's like, if I tell you, it's not going to happen. He showed him the one finger. He grabbed it off he grabbed the gauntlet glove because what was Thanos? He was like, I'm invincible or inevitable or something like that. And he was like, I am Iron Man. What he said at the end of the first Iron Man movie, what starts all this off, and then he died and then we got the scene. It was just like the last one with Peter Parker saying, Mr. Stark, but it was reversed. Then we got the funeral, and the funeral was dope. Nick Fury, man, Samuel L. Jackson get paid a lot of money just to show up in one part.
1 second of the movie.
Yep, and then we got, John.
Go ahead. I was confused. Maybe I missed it. When Doctor Strange put up the one finger, I didn't really get that.
Because that was from the last movie when he said, I've seen this play out 15 whatever million times, and only one way it works one with way. Us. We, yeah. And then he's showing that
and
he's
he
telling,
said that's what I remember him saying, we need you. You got to stay alive because Iron Man was the reason we was going to live.
Yep.
I get that. So, but him putting what made him go, oh, I'm the one I'm supposed to go.
I don't know what made Tony Stark, but then basically he was showing him like, this is the one way it works. And he had to sacrifice himself for it to work.
See, I thought when I saw that, I thought he was just trying to tell him, like, you just need to take one stone off. Because if he snap, it's just, you know, you still, you don't have all five stones. So I thought he was trying to say, like, you just need to get one stone off. And I wasn't sure what the placement was, but I was like, maybe that finger is the green stone. Because that's his stone.
It would have been hilarious if that was the reason Dr. Strange said, damn it, Tony, we needed you. You didn't have to snap all of them. You could have just did this.
But when he went for it and he grabbed, I'm like, how did he get them off so swiftly?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he got him off. And then I like how whatever hand, it forms to it, it just morphed to his suit.
Yeah.
The funeral was sad.
I wasn't ready though.
Yeah, that funeral got me. I was like, oh, look at all of them just standing there being all sad. Then the little girl was too young to even understand what it meant. Oh, that scene was emotional. The scene where Scott caught up with his daughter and she was so grown now. That would have to fuck you. He's like, what the hell? So I guess apparently her mom, her biological mom and her stepdad died and she was by herself. Dang. Well, I guess they're back now because we brought them back. But that 5 years by yourself. Peter Parker and his friend were both disappeared.
Yeah, they got
which
back,
makes
yeah.
sense because they want him still a little young so you couldn't have, and you want his friend to be a sidekick. So both of them disappeared. So Valkyrie gets to be the king. As Guardians of the Galaxy now. I want to see that so bad. And what else? Captain America went back to the future. I mean, back to the past and got him a little life. And then Sam is a new Captain America.
I don't know how I feel about that.
About him being done? Just being an old man now?
Yeah.
Well, he got more like...
He like, I put the stones back and I decided, fuck that shit.
Yo, how he put the soul stone back? How does that work?
That's true.
That's the only one I was like, the only way that worked is if you stopped Black Widow and Hawkeye from even sacrificing themselves. Like, you
that's
can't put,
true.
Can't put that one back. But, yo, I don't want to think too hard about it because I enjoyed that movie. And there was no post-credit scene. I felt bad for all the suckers sitting in their seat. I was like, this, I'm leaving. And they sat there.
I did watch them, like, with all the signatures. Like them. I thought that was kind of cool.
I want to watch
it
again.
Yeah, like when a movie go off, they were showing like they showed all the names, everybody, and then like the last kind of standing. Well, not the one like Cap, not Cap. Iron Man was last, but it was like his picture and then his signature.
Oh, okay,
like over and out type of shit. Like his signature, Cap's signature, Scarlet's signature.
Do you
it
know?
Was kinda cool.
I really wish I could have watched the movie at the first screening with the celebrity with the actors. Because we talked about this, they are on a green screen. Like Tessa Thompson is not on no horse riding around. And then they get to watch it like, oh my God, look how they put all this together.
It
makes it look
like
we're just this formidable squad. And plus, Thanos don't even exist. He's CG. He looks so weak and depleted when he got rid of him. He was all little, making his little breath. Looked like the beginning of Shrek.
Yo, man, when Thor was like, off with his head, shoot, right? I was like, nigga.
Yo, I was like, what movie is this? Rated R? Great weekend to be a nerd. So,
I will say this. I thoroughly enjoyed Avengers, but I wasn't like emotionally fucked up as I thought I was going to be. Like everybody who was seeing it was like, oh my God, I'm emotional. So many rays of feelings that I went through. And I was like, I didn't have those feelings. I thought this was great.
I want to see if DC has the balls to kill off somebody big. I know you're not going to kill off Batman. You already killed off Superman. He came back. But you got to build up a character that's got to go. I mean, you could do with Flash because there's been plenty of Flashes. And Green Lantern. You can build
DC
up a Green Lantern.
DC can't even create one movie good enough to compete with Marvel movies.
The thoughts of Shell does not necessarily the thoughts and express figures of 50-50 half or equal opposites.
Fine, whatever.
Nah,
name.
I agree. I mean, they're great. The best DC movies, honestly, were Nolan's Batman's, and they were connected to nothing. So,
right.
All right,
they're doing this Joker movie though, right?
Yeah, that's not gonna be connected to anything either. That's a standalone. So that's the episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. By the time you listen to it, I'll put it up on Thursday. I'll be in Vegas, and then we can come back next week and talk about everything but that R. Kelly shit. Not watching it, so y'all don't.
You
even
know what? I'm like, okay, now y'all just dragging the shit out.
Done. So I will catch the news of it, and we might discuss that, but I'm good. I'm good on this. All right, at one and only, you can tweet Shell at
Sassy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at I Miz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 Ave. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye. We back up in this joint. Run. Check the fly shit. Yeah, don't black out on me. Yo, black man, watch out. She saltwater trout. Al Deuce dug her back out inside the dugout. Heard the pussy was good. Big niggas fell victim. Mentally stripped, and one guard turned Christian. She no magic, soaking wet pussy on the mattress. Skin like Cleopatra's, the leading actress. She been fucking since we went to 14. Look at Miss Thing with a ponytail, kept a jaw Vaseline. She's a big girl now with a body that growl. Like Gwen's murder trial, smile attract crowds. Most niggas are like the Lord over this broad. Big niggas in they drawers pose, one knee on the floor. Little kids daydream of humping wildflower. Honor by Barra Fame, Gerardo Rivera. Fat ass wrists, big asses, colorful lips, wide hips, spoiler kicks, chrome dip, wearing new kicks.